right, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Lucid Life Podcast. Happy Halloween. This is when I'm recording this, it's a few days before Halloween, but my plan was to release this on Halloween to give you guys a little spooky episode. For my Patreon people, I apologize. I look like complete dog shit right now. I feel like complete dog shit. I've had bronchitis for the past probably like 4 days, and today is the best that I've felt in that time, and I wanted to get this episode out so it's ready for you guys on Halloween. So I apologize for looking like shit, but I wanted to get you guys some quality content. And for my audio people, I apologize for the fucking deep ass awful coughing that you just heard. So but this episode is going to be a little different than previous episodes, since it is Halloween and it is spooky season. I wanted to share some of my firsthand encounters with paranormal stuff, so that's what today's episode is going to be. It's legit just going to be me talking about my paranormal experiences. So that being said, I never really had any paranormal experiences up until the era when Fidel came into the picture. Before then, I never really, at least that I can recall, I don't remember having anything like paranormal or spooky or freaky or alien or, you know, that type of shit, like, ever happening. It wasn't until the era in which Fidel came that I actually started being able to notice stuff. And specifically the place that I was living at from 2012 to 2015, was my apartment in West Hollywood, California, in WeHo. And this is before Fidel actually came into the picture. But when I was there, like, I would every once in a while would get these weird occurrences, like, my electronics would turn themselves on, like my laptop would be off and closed, and all of a sudden it would just power itself on and then power itself back off. And this would happen repeatedly. There were instances where my TV would be off and then turn itself on, like channels would change and shit. I would hear knocking every once in a while. It's like kind of weird stuff, but stuff that I was able to just sort of like ignore for the most part. And then it kind of started getting more, like, it was harder for me to ignore some of the stuff, as time went on, to the point where there was this one instance where I was taking a shower in the apartment. And for anyone who is familiar with apartment living, and what it's like to have people living very close to you, how you're able to hear them through the walls, like either, you know, the neighbors on the side or the neighbors up top, like, you get familiar with what it sounds like when your neighbors are doing shit, right? So I'm in the bathroom and I'm taking a shower this one day, and I'm just fucking soaping up and everything, and all of a sudden there's just this loud bang. Like, just this loud fucking bang. And I don't even really know how to describe it. It was just like, it was just this loud fucking noise that just came out of nowhere. And it was so loud that it actually, it made me jump in the shower. I legitimately jumped up. Like, I was so startled by it. It caught me so off guard that I legit jumped in the shower. And it was surprising because it was like, it sounded like I just said, you get familiar with the occurrences and the sounds of your neighbors when they're like heavy footed upstairs, or when someone's moving something, or when, you know, they're talking through the wall or whatever the fuck. You get really used to hearing your neighbors, and you know what it sounds like when you hear your neighbors through the walls. This was not that. This sounded like it was some fucking loud ass shit that just went down in my bathroom while I'm taking a shower. So, like, it sounded like it was in the bathroom. That's how loud it was. And so I hear that, and I'm like kind of remembering all the weird occurrences that I've had up to that point. And so I'm like starting to be more open-minded, I guess, in terms of like the possibilities of what I might just be experiencing. So I'm all, I remember like fucking peering around, like moving the curtain in the shower around and just being like, hey, can you just not do that while I'm taking a shower, please? Thank you. And then like I went back to taking a shower and then that was it, right? So fast forward a little bit, and this was still the same apartment, but I was in the era of really getting more in depth with my lucid dreaming stuff and trying to do astral projection experiences. And there was one instance where I'm this is the very first time that I ever tried to induce astral projection. So like all the steps, like I've talked about this before, but all the steps for having a wild awake induced lucid dream and astral projection are like almost identical. And so I was trying to just experience astral projection while awake, like from the start of my sleep and not in the middle and waking up or whatever. So basically I was going through that process of feeling all those sensations, like the vibrations, the feeling like all of a sudden you're weightless, but at the same time being pressed into my bed. And I was experiencing all those things, and I was like really close. I could tell that, excuse me, for for my first time trying to do this shit, I was like right there. I was right on the cusp of having whatever my knowledge of astral projection was at that time. And I have restless leg syndrome. So every once in a while, like when I'm I don't really know the specifics of why and when it happens, but every once in a while I'll go through these phases of my leg just wants to be a fucking asshole when I'm on the verge of falling asleep, and it'll kick me awake. It'll be like this tingling sensation and electricity, and all of a sudden I just can't resist. Like literally I can't resist. My leg will just move by itself basically. And so that happens. So I'm sleeping on my stomach. Not sleeping, but I'm laying on my stomach because, you know, I don't like sleep paralysis. And I've found that you're much less likely to have sleep paralysis when you sleep on your stomach. So I'm laying on my stomach, going through this and experiencing all the steps that would be me about to experience astral projection. And all of a sudden, my right leg kicks itself. So it kind of just like flings itself up. So now I'm laying on my stomach and I have my leg, and this is for my Patreon people, but it's like you're fucking like if I'm on my stomach, my leg just went like that basically. So it's like tilted up. So my leg is up, and while it's standing up essentially, well, I feel something grab my ankle. Like just grab onto my ankle and then throw my leg back down in the bed. And I was kind of just like, that was weird. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but that was fucking weird and I'm not down with it. So I'm just going to pretend like it didn't happen and I'm going to bed. And I went to bed. And then fast forward to when Fidel finally came into the picture. You know, I've shared my whole journey with Fidel on this podcast before, but one of the first experiences that I had with him in regards to paranormal stuff was this instance. So same apartment, still the place in West Hollywood. I don't remember exactly when, and it was obviously very early in our time together because it was at the West Hollywood apartment, but how early I don't actually remember. But there was one night where we were getting ready to go to bed, and the way that my bedroom was set up was that if my bed was at 6 o'clock, the bedroom door was at 12 o'clock. So that door led to the hallway, which had the bathroom door right there, and then it led to the main living area and all that shit, okay? So 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. So we're in bed and getting ready to go to sleep, and Fidel is staring at the open doorway and just growling. He's growling at something that I can't see. And I mean, like, growling. Like, I had Fidel for almost 5 years. And the time that I had, as big as and intimidating of a guy as he looked, he was the sweetest, gentlest old man that I've ever known in my life. Never growled, never bit, never did anything. He was just an angel. So for this guy to be growling at something in my open doorway that I cannot see was very alarming to me. So much so, but there was like, you know, like, what can you do? Like, he's growling at something I can't physically see. So, I just ended up getting up, going over to the doorway, closing the door, and then being like, it's okay, buddy. Don't worry. Let's just go to bed. And then we both climbed under the covers and we went to bed. Right. And then that was that. And then this last, incident at the West Hollywood apartment was, it was around this same time. I think it might have been right before I got Fidel, like right before he came, or it was right after he came. I honestly, the incident itself was like, so up to that point, I never experienced anything like it. So like, I have a hard time remembering him in the picture. So that's why I say that I feel like it might've been right before he came, but, same apartment. I basically had a nightmare that I woke up from, and I can still remember the nightmare. The nightmare was essentially me being chased by some kind of humanoid monster thing, and it chased me in a way that it was sort of like a seesaw effect. So it's, I'm being chased through this house, and everywhere that I run, the house essentially like tilts down. So if I run to the right side, just all the fucking just tips and I start sliding down, and then I have to run uphill to escape. And it's just this constant back and forth thing where no matter which way I run, that direction tilts down. I slide down, I then have to run uphill, and it repeats, and I'm being chased by this thing. So I wake up from this, and you know how when you wake up in the middle of the night, your eyes are already adjusted to the darkness in the room? So I wake up, and my bedroom closet was, so like I said, 6 o'clock was my bed, 12 o'clock was my door, 3 o'clock was where my closet was. And my closet was this three-door sliding closet that I ended up taking the middle door out because the doors would hit each other, so you couldn't slide it all the way. It would just be like two of the doors could go all the way, and then one of them was always hitting the other ones. So I took that one out. So it was essentially door opening door is how it looked. So I wake up from this nightmare, and I just happen to glance over at my closet, and in the opening of the closet, in the opening, the open part of the closet, are these two girls that are just, they're, this will be easier to do for my Patreon people, but, essentially what it was is like, they were pointing and laughing at me. So picture them like kind of, like they're kind of like, again, this is easier for my Patreon people, so this is an exclusive for the Patreon. But they were like this, like, so they were like covering their mouths while crouched down, sort of, and they were pointing at me and laughing. Okay? But no sound was coming out. No sound was coming out. So I could see that they were laughing at me, but they weren't, there was, I couldn't hear them laughing at me. So at this point, I'm very experienced with lucid dreaming and false awakenings and all that type of stuff where you think that you're awake, but you're actually still in the dream state. Or if there's some sort of bleeding effect, you know, from having just woken up or whatever. So I'm thinking about all these things as I'm staring at these two girls in my closet who are just pointing at me and laughing. And when I say girls, I mean like they're probably in their, I'm going to say mid to late teens. They look pretty modern. Like, I remember them having beanies and maybe flannels. I want to say one was blonde and one was brunette. But they looked very modern. So I'm staring at them this whole time, and all this is running in my head. Like, am I actually seeing this? Are these girls actually here? Am I, like, still dreaming? Am I, like, all these things. So I'm not, like, freaked out or anything. I'm just, like, questioning what I'm seeing. And on my left was my bedstand for my, was, you know, my bedstand, my nightstand, where I had my journal, and I had, my light, and I had my dream card. So if you've seen Inception, you know, the totems that they use, the basically the, for reality checking. So making sure if they're awake or not, I have this card that I use that says, this is not a dream. So when you look at the card, in the dream state, it would be really hard to read. Like basically it just, it helps me make sure that I'm awake or if I'm dreaming or not. And, sorry, I should be explaining it, but I just feel like complete shit. And so going into that whole aspect sounds exhausting to me right now. But basically, I've used this card many a time in my lucid dreams to verify that, oh shit, I'm actually in a lucid dream right now. And so you do that by, you have to ask yourself that same question while you're in the physical world and while you're awake. Because the more you do it in the physical world, it carries over into the dream state. And that's how you can become lucid more often, right? So I'm staring at these two girls in my closet who are pointing at me and laughing, and I'm like, okay. So I just start leaning over to my bedstand, and I have my eyes on them the entire time. My eyes never break from looking at them. I just lean over and I turn on my light, and the last thing that I see is their faces as they just kind of like, poof, they just fucking poofed away. They just vanished. And, I immediately grab my card and I start testing myself, and wouldn't you know it, I'm fucking awake. So I was like, okay, that was weird. I'm fucking flabbergasted at this point. So I end up a few days later running into my managers of the building, who was this gay couple, Tony and Felix. It's not really relevant to the story, but, they're beautiful people. And I was at this basketball court that was right by the building that I had to like hop the fence to get into because it's technically a school and the school was like closed off. So I'm on the inside of the fence and they're on the outside and they're walking their dogs. And I just like, I see them and I run over to them. I'm like, hey, has anyone like died in my in my apartment or anything like that? And they're like, why, what happened? And like I told them, and they said that they didn't know if anyone had died in my apartment specifically, but that people had died in the building. And they said that their dogs and their cats react to shit that they couldn't see all the time. So when they said that, I was like, okay, well, it kind of goes into all the different experiences that I've had up to this point. And, okay. So, yeah, that was it for that particular apartment. I have had many more experiences since then, like many, many more. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this one here and we will do part two, part three, part however many. I think I'll probably end up being like three or four parts, honestly, all my paranormal weird shit. But I just wanted to get this one out to you guys because it's fucking Halloween. And, you know, I wanted to switch it up a little bit. So hope you guys enjoyed my first episode of my paranormal experiences. And, yeah, stay safe out there. Don't get bronchitis. And peace and love.